Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 708 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday, EU leaders agreed to allocate macrofinancial assistance to Ukraine totaling 50 billion euros under the Ukraine Facility Program, reports European Pravda. President of the European Council Charles Michel noted that all 27 EU member states adopted the decision. Quote, "This locks in steadfast, long-term, predictable funding for Ukraine. The EU is taking leadership and responsibility in support for Ukraine. We know what is at stake," unquote, Michel said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Charles Michel and the leaders of the EU member states for this decision. He said that continued EU financial support for Ukraine will strengthen Ukraine's long-term domestic economic and financial stability, which is just as important as foreign military assistance and sanctions pressure on Russia. Earlier, this decision was blocked by Hungary, who demanded annual reviews of this funding. A compromise has been reached. The European Commission will prepare annual reports on the implementation of the program. Based on it, the European Council will hold a debate each year. It is reported that decisions of the Council of the European Union will be adopted by a qualified majority vote for the adoption and amendment of the program, as well as for the approval and suspension of payments based on the relevant assessments and proposals of the European Commission. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said that under the EU's agreement on 50 billion euros for Ukraine, Hungary did not seek a condition that the disbursement of funds for each subsequent year be additionally agreed upon. Thus, it won't be able to veto the support. At the same time, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that he got what he wanted and EU funds allocated earlier for Hungary but later frozen due to lack of reforms and democracy issues in the country will not be used to help Ukraine. Orban reiterated his position on the war in Ukraine, ceasefire and peace talks are needed. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that the program is planned for 4 years and he expects that in the first 2 years Ukraine will receive 18 billion euros each. First Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy Yulia Sviridenko wrote in her blog that Ukraine expects to receive the first tranche of 4.5 billion euros from the EU in March. Sviridenko referred to the approval of the Ukraine facility decision in the European Council as a powerful signal. The next step will be to define the final terms of the program through a trialogue involving the European Council, the European Commission, and the European Parliament. The final regulation is expected to be adopted by the European Parliament during the plenary session scheduled for 26-29 of February 2024. Support under the Ukraine Facility Program will be provided quarterly based on the fulfillment of specified criteria outlined in the plan for implementing the envisaged reforms. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's Commander-in-Chief General Valery Zaluzhny wrote an opinion article for CNN called "The Design of War Has Changed." The article is about the situation on the front line and how he understands it should develop, reports Novinarnya. According to the general, whatever remarkable advances there have been in the fields of aviation, missile technology and space-based assets, for instance, the concept of victory remains unchanged – to destroy the enemy and to capture or liberate territory. Quote, "It is well known by now that the central driver of this war is the development of unmanned weapons systems. They are proliferating at a breathtaking pace and the scope of their applications grows ever wider," unquote, wrote the commander-in-chief. He outlined the challenges Ukraine is facing now – reduction in military support from key allies, exhaustion of partners' stocks of missiles, air defense interceptors and ammunition for artillery, as well as inability to quickly boost up production. Developments in the Middle East have distracted international attention and Russia might seek to provoke further conflicts elsewhere. The weakness of the international sanctions regime means Russia, in partnership with certain others, is still able to deploy its military-industrial complex in pursuit of a war of attrition against Ukraine. Russia's advantage in mobilizing human resources and how that compares with the inability of state institutions in Ukraine to improve the manpower levels of the armed forces without the use of unpopular measures. The general stressed that in 2024 Ukraine must focus on creating a system to provide the armed forces with high-tech assets, introducing a new philosophy of training and warfare which takes account of restrictions in assets and how they can be deployed, and mastering new combat capabilities as soon as possible. Defense intelligence of Ukraine informed that its unit managed to destroy the guided missile corvette Ivanovets, part of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, reports RBK Ukraine. The warship was attacked by a drone while it was on the roadstead of Lake Donuzlav in temporarily occupied Crimea. As a result of a number of direct strikes to the hull, the Russian vessel sustained critical damage, causing immobilization, and later it sank. The defense intelligence noted that the value of the vessel lost is approximately $60 to $70 million. According to early reports, the search and rescue operation of the Russian occupiers in Donuzlav was unsuccessful. According to the Ukrainian Navy, the loss of the guided missile corvette is a significant one for the Russians because there are only three such corvettes in service in the Russian Black Sea Fleet, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Two French volunteers killed, three wounded in Berislav, Kherson Oblast, due to Russian attack with drones, reports LBUA. Member of the local office of their organization was wounded as well. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We are a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.